The Irish Red Cross in Clare has plans to purchase a second community support vehicle to benefit the people of County Clare for medical appointments. The much needed vehicle is budgeted to cost €59,000. They have secured some CLAR funding for this. Coupled with funding in place in 2020, there's still a balance to be fulfilled. I'm joined on the line this morning by James Lafferty, Irish Red Cross Clare Area Treasurer and Community Support Officer. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm great and good to talk to you. First and foremost, can I just say well done to you and your volunteer colleagues who have been very, very busy on the roads over the past 14 months during the pandemic. Many people mightn't realise that, but you've been very involved.
I have. You've been flat out, we'll say, since we got the first vehicle in 2016. Which had cost €86,000, and of course then we were able to go to the national schools and we picked up €10,000, would you believe it, in 5 cents, 2 cents, and 1 cent. And last year with the pandemic, that was our plan, to go back to the schools, but this time we've asked the Clare businesses to give voluntary donations. But we've been extremely busy. Our volunteers are on the road five to 6 days a week. You don't hear too much about us. We're on the road, we're supporting the people of Clare, we're taking people from all corners of County Clare to hospitals all over Ireland.
Now tell me about this particular community support vehicle. You have one in place already. What does this do? What does it serve to do?
The second one? Well, the first vehicle we purchased in 2016 is a 15-seater minibus, which is multi-purpose. You can take out all the seats. You can put in your stretcher. You have a motorized lift in the back, and you can put in 3 to 4 wheelchairs. So you have a combination of a whole load of things, but the problem now is we are turning away 2 to 3 people a week, and what we're purchasing is a B-type vehicle, a car-type vehicle, which we'll be able to bring able-bodied people. It will take one wheelchair, it will have 4 seats in the back that will be folded, and the most important, it's a B license, and we'll have way more drivers and voluntary drivers, and we're hoping that we'll be able to double our transport.
And you have a fine fleet and, of course, that fine facility down in the Tracklands Business Park. You are there as well.
That's correct.
This is to enhance the fleet, which is substantial in itself, but of course different vehicles for different uses, James.
That's correct, and we have two ambulances as well, and they're on the road when needed with specialised cases as well. So we'll have 3 vehicles on the road from time to time, but our big problem will be drivers and support teams. So we are looking for drivers and we are looking for community support teams. What we have is we'll have a driver in the front of the community support vehicle, and we'll have a community support staff in the back, just to say hello and have a chat with the patients and help them from A to B.
Okay, the cost of this, €59,000. You have a certain amount of funding secured already. Tell us about that and tell us how much is left to raise to get this vehicle on the road, hopefully.
Well, we were lucky. We got 42,600. We haven't got it yet, no. We're getting 42,685 from CLAR. We had to put up €5,000 of our own funds by way of a deposit, but at the moment we're short around 8,365. We have some money brought in, as you can see from my email. Mm-hmm. We brought in 4,870, and we need roughly another 4,200, just under 4,200. We have to have it in place by the end of May, because we need to put this vehicle on the road hopefully by July, because the demand is absolutely unbelievable.
Now, you were saying there you were lucky in terms of the CLAR funding. I think there's a lot more to it than luck, in fairness. People appreciate the work that volunteers are doing across the country, and Red Cross and other organisations. This country, James, would be on its knees only for volunteer organisations.
It would, and the amount of people that ring me and we have to turn away, it's very hard, because look at, they're in isolated places in rural County Clare, across County Clare, be it from Carrigaholt. We have one patient in Carrigaholt, and you can picture driving from Ennis from the training centre to Carrigaholt, and then you drive to Dublin.
Wow.
And sometimes you could leave at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're up at 2 o'clock in the morning. They leave around 3, and they have to get that patient maybe to Dublin for 9 o'clock.
A lot of hard work going on. Very finally, yeah. Then, James, how can people support you? How do you hope to support or get that last €4,200?
Well, I have sent out 176 letters to all to Clare businesses that have been involved with the Red Cross with countertop boxes, and we've been outside the premises up to a year ago, with the Tour of Clare fundraiser for the new building. So I'm asking people that have got letters from us to donate online or send it. They have all the information. You can donate online or you can send it to 11 Franklin Business Park, Tubber Tascon Innes. Or if you want to donate through a bank account, you can always text me. And the most important number in Ireland, I suppose, at this stage for the people of Clare is 086-8323-456. But again, another most important one is the countertop boxes. That's what keeps the community vehicles on the road. They're nearly in every shop in Clare, and anyone that has a few bob, throw them into the countertop boxes. And we also have the GoFundMe, Irish Red Cross, Clare Community Services. It all adds up.
Very good, James.
We're working off a shoestring, but we're going to keep going.
Very good. The most important phone number in Ireland, 086-8323-456, James Lafferty.
And that's for the community transport. Anyone out there that's in trouble or needs help, give me a ring and I will try and look after them.
Well done to you and all the volunteers in Clare Red Cross. Thank you indeed, James Lafferty, of Irish Red Cross Clare Area Treasurer and Community Support Officer.